So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis continues. Shvu shlo eichel va'achol eichlin she'en ruin la'achila v'shas amashkin she'en ruin l'shtia pater. If he swore not to eat and then ate or drank food that is not fit for consumption, he's exempt. On the other hand, shvu shlo eichel va'achol nevelis atrei v'shkotzim v'masim chayiv. V'Reb Shimon Peiter. If he swore not to eat and then ate forbidden foods, he's liable, but Reb Shimon holds he's exempt. The Gemara asks, according to the Tanna Kama, Maishna Reisha de Pater, Maishna Sefer de Chayiv. Why is one exempt for eating foods that are not fit for consumption and liable for eating forbidden foods which may not be eaten? And as Rashi explains, Kasoka Daitach Nevelu Trefa Nami Oichlan She'en Ruin Hain. The Gemara now understands that forbidden foods are also considered not fit for consumption. Therefore, the Gemara at first differentiates as follows: Reisha Bistam, Vesefa Bimifarish. The first case, Shvu Shlo Oichl, Vachl Oichlan She'en Ruin Lachila Pater, refers to where he did not specify. Therefore, he is pater because he only intended to forbid foods fit for consumption, but not foods unfit for consumption. However, the second case, shvush la'eichel v'achol neveil z'trei v'shkotzim v'masim chayev, refers to where he did specify and specifically referred to forbidden foods. Therefore, he is chayev because he intended to forbid foods unfit for consumption. The Gemara later makes another distinction to answer the question, maishna reish the pater, umaishna sefer the chayev. And as Rashi there explains, kula bestam. Both cases refer to where he did not specify. However, the difference is, the first case, Shavu Shalah Eichel V'Achel Eichlin She'en Ruin L'Achila Pater, refers to offer, She'en Ruin L'Achila. He ate dirt, which is physically not edible. Therefore, he is Pater because he only intended to forbid foods that are edible, but not foods that are not edible. However, the second case, Shavu Shalah Eichel V'Achel Nevelis U'Trev Yishkotzim R'Masim Chai, refers to Machalas Achsurais, forbidden foods. Ruiz L'Achila Hein, V'Ar Yehud Revi Alayu. These foods are physically edible, but merely forbidden. Therefore, he is chayiv because he intended to forbid all edible foods. However, the Gemara asks, how can the shvu take effect on the forbidden foods? Mushba mehar sinaihu, we all swore at har sinai to refrain from eating these forbidden foods, and ein isachal aliser, a shvu cannot take effect on something already forbidden by a previous shvu. The Gemara cites two explanations in the machlekes of the second case of our Mishnah. Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yechonah d'Amri b'kailal devarim hamutarim and devarim ha'asurim. The Tanna Kama holds that Shvu Shlo Eichel V'Achol Neveilus U'Trei V'Shkotzim R'Masim Chayev, because he explicitly included in the Shvu both permitted and forbidden foods. Therefore, since it is effective regarding the permitted foods, it is effective regarding the forbidden foods as well. Likewise, the Tanna Kama holds regarding Ha'Eichel Neveilu B'Yom Kippurim Chayev, because the Yom Kippurim Isser Koilu, Migu De Itzer Haigavr B'Shchuta M'Shem Yom Kippurim, Itzer Nami B'Neveilu M'Shem Yom Kippurim. However, Reb Shimon Peiter, because Reb Shimon L'Tamei, the Leslie Yisr Kail, he holds regarding Einis Echal Alisr, that a second prohibition cannot take effect on the previous Isr, even if it includes other items, as he ruled regarding Ha'eichel Nevela B'Yom Kippurim Pater. One does not violate the prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur if he eats Nevela, even though the Isr Achil of Yom Kippur was effective regarding permitted foods. The Gemara explains further that Rish Lakish rejected this explanation of Rabbi Yechonah because Rish Lakish is of the opinion that the Tanna Kama holds Ki Amrin Isser Kail B'Isra Abba Me'elav B'Isra Habal De'atzmai Lo Yamrinan. This principle of Isser Kail is only true regarding Torah prohibitions, which happen on their own, such as Oichel Nevelim Yom Kippur. However, one is not liable for multiple oaths, even if the second oath includes other previously permitted items, since he created this Isser. Therefore, Rish Lakish explains the Mishnah. B'mefarish chatzi shir v'alibad rabbanon, b'stam alibad rabbi kiva, d'amar adam eiser asma b'kolshu. The Tanna Kama holds that shvu shlo eichel v'ochel nevelis trevish gotzim r'masim chayiv, because the oath is effective to prohibit even a minute amount of the food, which is not prohibited by the Torah. However, it depends on the machlekes in the first mission of this parak. According to the rabbanon, this is done by explicitly forbidding a chatzi shir. According to rabbi kiva, one is always liable for violating his oath by eating any amount. However, Reb Shimon Peiter, because as he rules in the following brayse regarding Ol Isurim, Reb Shimon Eimer Kol Shu Lamakas, V'lo Eimer Kezayis El Lekarbon. One is liable for any amount for all prohibitions, and so he is Mushbe Mehar Sinaihu, even for a minute amount, and Ein Isser Chal Alisser. The Gemara explains further that Reb Yechon rejected this explanation of Rish Lakish because the Moikim Lo Lamasnitin Kedivri HaKol. Reb Yechon wanted to explain our mission in accordance with both the Rabbanan and Reb Kiva of the previous Mishnah. The Gemara proceeds and explains the machlokes regarding Isser Kail, whether an oath can take effect on forbidden items when included with permitted items. Everyone agrees that Isser Chal Isser be Isser Maisiv. A second prohibition can forbid a previously forbidden item if this very item now becomes forbidden in a new way, such as Chelev Shel Kodesh Venasa Noisiv. An individual is forbidden to eat certain fats. If the animal was a carbon, some of these fats are burned on the Mizbeach. However, if it then became Noisir, it is now forbidden to burn it on the Mizbeach. Therefore, since the Isser Noisa takes effect on this chaylev regarding the Mizbeach, the Isser Noisa also takes effect on this chaylev regarding the person. However, regarding Isser Kail, the machlokes is as follows. The Tanakama Isle Isser Kail Midid have a Isser Maisav. The Tanakama holds that Isser Kail is like Isser Maisav and that Isser Chalal Isser. Because since the second Isser took effect on additional items, it takes effect on the first item as well. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and less lay Isser Kail because Ki Amar Isser Maisav B'chad Chaticha B'shtei Chatichas Lo Emrinan. We only say Isser Chalal Isser in the case of Isser Maisav because there's an additional Isser on the same item. But we do not say Isser Chalal Isser in the case of Isser Kail because the additional Isser is not on the same item but on other items. The Gemara adds, Lamanda Isle Isser Kail, according to the opinion that one is liable for an Isser Kail, Amar Shvush Loichel Te'enim, V'chazzeva Amar Shvush Loichel Te'enim, V'anavim, Migid Chayel Anavim, Chayel Namea Te'enim. If one made an oath prohibiting figs and then made another oath prohibiting figs and grapes, since it takes effect regarding grapes, it takes effect regarding figs as well. Because Arminan, Isra Bame'elov, Isra Bame'atzmoy. We apply this principle to both a prohibition which happens on its own, such as Yom Kippurim, and to a prohibition created by the person, such as another Shvua. The Gemara challenges this from the following brisa. Yesh oichla achila achas v'chayvela arba chatois v'ashem echad ve'elu hein. One can be liable for karbanos chatos and one karban ashem for a single act of eating. Tamish achel chaylev v'u noisim min hamakdashin v'yom kippurim. A person who is tummy eats fats that are nicer of hektosh and yom kippur, as Rashi explains, chay mishum chaylev u'mishum noisir u'mishum kippurim u'mishum tamish achel esakodesh hari arba chatois v'ashem echad mishum me'ila. And Rashi continues to explain, v'hanu kula isr chal listen ninu. Oyal de Kail, Oyal de Maisif. All the above mentioned Isurim can only take effect if we utilize Isur Kail and Isur Maisif. When the animal is born, the Isur Chalev takes effect. When he is Makdish the animal, the Isur Hektish takes effect through Isur Kail because since the Isur Hektish takes effect on the rest of the animal, it takes effect on the Chalev. When then becomes Naisir, the Isur Naisif takes effect through Isur Maisif because since the Isur Naisif takes effect regarding the Mizbeach, it takes effect regarding the person. When the person becomes tummy, the Isser tummy takes effect through Isser Kail, because since the Isser tummy takes effect regarding other kachim, it takes effect on the Chalev. Now the Gemara asks that if we hold Isser Kail even for Isser Bomei Atzmoi, Mishkachas lo Chamesh, Kagain Sha'amash Shvu, Shalo Eichel Tamar Mechalev, Migid Chayla Tamar Mechayel Nama Chalev, he'd be liable to a fifth Karbachatas for a Shvu if he made an oath including both dates and the Chalev, and since the oath takes effect regarding the dates, it takes effect regarding the Chalev. The Gemara suggests several answers. Kiktani Isra Bome'elov, Isra Bome'atzmoy Loikatani. That Bryce is only listing prohibitions that happen automatically, not oaths. Kiktani Midid Lesle She'ela, Shvu'ed Isle She'ela Loikatani. That Bryce is only listing prohibitions that cannot be annulled, not oaths. Kiktani Karbon Kavua, Karbon Oil of Yerid Loikatani. The Bryce refers only to ordinary set Karbon Neschatas, but not to Karbon Oil of Yerid, which is brought for an oath, which varies according to one's means. Kiketani midi dechayla kashir, shvu dechayla pachas mekashir lekatani. We only list those prohibitions that require a minimum measurement as opposed to the carbon for an oath, which is brought for any amount. Kiketani zdoini karis, zdoini lav lekatani. We only listed the carbon chatas for a prohibition that caused karis if done intentionally, but not to shvu which causes malchus. Kiketani dechayla midi isbe mashasha, shvu dechayla midi lesbe mashasha kagun shiishin vishalaishin lekatani. We only list prohibitions against tangible actions as opposed to oaths, which can prohibit intangibles as well, such as sleeping.